With Montana News, I'm Sophia Stewart Rossi. Wyoming and Montana are asking the U.S. Supreme Court to rule on Washington State's denial of a permit for a port facility that could boost U.S. coal exports. The coal-producing Rocky Mountain states argue in a filing today the denial violates the U.S. Constitution. In 2017, Washington State denied a key permit for Lighthouse Resources to be able to proceed with its $680 million project in Longview, Washington. Wyoming Governor Mark Gordon says the denial is, quote, de facto blockade, unquote, on coal mining states. A spokeswoman for Washington Governor Jay Inslee says Washington will continue to defend its decision. Federal officials say the U.S. Bureau of Indian Affairs violated an order to repair a public water supply system on the Crow Indian Reservation. Environmental Protection Agency officials said in a letter obtained by the Associated Press, the Bureau has repeatedly missed deadlines to complete repairs. The water supply system serves about 1,300 people. In March, a water main line broke, prompting a public advisory to boil water or use alternative supplies as a precaution. An EPA spokeswoman says the remaining repairs are preventative and there is no immediate public health emergency. A Montana sheriff says searchers have found the body of a 16-year-old girl near a highway rest area where she was last reported seen on January 1st. The Big Horn County Sheriff said the body of Selena Not Afraid was found by federal agents yesterday and no foul play is suspected. Conservation groups announced plans to sue the Trump administration today over a decision that would allow federal officials to kill or remove more than 70 grizzlies over the next decade near Yellowstone. Officials say this is needed because of increased conflicts with people and property on U.S. Forest Service land. The Center for Biological Diversity and the Sierra Club say a 2019 U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service opinion on cattle grazing in Wyoming's Bridger-Teton National Forest threatens the population of roughly 700 grizzlies that live in the greater Yellowstone ecosystem. That opinion allows 72 grizzly mortalities over the next 10 years and recommends conservation measures to be implemented by cattle grazers.
It's really just disappointing to see the federal government caving to the livestock industry once again.
That's Andrea Santorsieri, senior attorney at the CBD. She says it's the highest number of bear mortalities she's ever seen the government permit and that those conservation measures are inadequate and unenforceable. Yellowstone grizzlies are listed as threatened under the Endangered Species Act, and a government attempt to remove those protections is tied up in federal appeals court. The government has 60 days to respond before the groups formally file suit. A natural food retailer is closing its stores in Montana and Wyoming next month. Yellowstone Public Radio's Kay Erickson reports.
The trade publication Progressive Grocery reports that Lucky's Market is planning on closing as many as 32 of its 39 stores in 10 states. Lucky's Market told the employees at the impacted stores at an early morning meeting Tuesday that Lucky's in Billings, Missoula, and Jackson, Wyoming would be closing in February. Lee Newspapers reports that Lucky's opened its Billings store in 2014 and the one in Missoula in 2018. According to the corporate website, Lucky's Market was started in Boulder, Colorado in 2003 by Trish and Bo Sharon. These announced closures come on the heels of the Kroger Company's decision to divest its interest in the retailer following a portfolio review. Kroger was a major backer of the chain. A Lucky's Market spokesperson was unavailable for comment. An employee in the Jackson store said the closing was a business decision, but it came on suddenly. With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Kay Erickson.
Two Democratic Party primary races in Montana are whittling down contenders as the 2020 election season picks up pace. MTPR's Corn Cates Carney reports.
In the U.S. House race, Matt Raines of Sims ends his Democratic Party bid and turns instead to campaign for a Cascade County state legislative seat. That leaves former state legislator from Bozeman, Kathleen Williams, and current state representative from Missoula, Tom Winter, in the Democrats' primary for the House. The field of Democrats in the governor's primary is also narrowing as former state legislator from Livingston, Riley Neal, drops out. A three-way race still remains there between current Lieutenant Governor Mike Cooney, businesswoman Whitney Williams, and State House Minority Leader Casey Schreiner. On the Republican side, the GOP primary for governor is also a three-way race between current U.S. Congressman Greg Gianforte, State Attorney General Tim Fox, and State Senator Albert Olszewski. Gianforte's departure from the U.S. House is opening a contested primary, with so far six Republicans indicating they'll run for the job. John Ivankovich from Butte was the latest candidate to join that race when he filed for office earlier this month. Candidates have until March 9th to file for office. The primary election is on June 2nd. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio News.
A lengthy legal fight over an oil and gas lease in the Bridger II Medicine area near Glacier National Park continued today in federal court. The U.S. Court of Appeals in Washington, D.C. heard arguments over the U.S. Interior Secretary's authority to cancel the lease. Montana Public Radio's Aaron Bolton has more.
Former U.S. Interior Secretary Sally Jewell in 2016 canceled the last two remaining oil and gas leases in the disputed area near the Rocky Mountain Front. Moncrief Oil and Solenex LLC took the Interior Department to court, arguing that the agency couldn't suddenly change its mind. A U.S. District Court agreed, but Moncrief later dropped its case after reaching a settlement with environmental groups. Solenex is still arguing its case in court. Tim Presso with Earth Justice is representing the Blackfeet Nation and environmental groups intervening in the case.
The challenged lease cancellation decision protects an area that the Blackfeet tribe has described as its last traditional sacred territory. It's an area that
he backed the Interior Department's argument that the government had the right to cancel the oil and gas leases because they violated environmental and federal cultural protections. Presso says Solenex was offered reimbursements for its lease payments and has other ways to seek damages from the federal government.
There's no way to write a check to cover the critical cultural and environmental values of this area. Those have to be preserved.
Solenex attorney David McDonald told justices that the Interior Secretary lacked authority to overturn the lease decades after it was approved.
Because whatever authority agencies may have to reconsider their decisions, that authority must be exercised within a reasonable period of time.
However, justices questioned McDonald about the Interior Department's reluctance to approve drilling on Solenex's lease because it was still determining if that activity would violate federal law. McDonald argued the decision to deny its drilling permit request doesn't void the underlying lease, and future technology may be able to mitigate environmental and cultural harms in the area. It's unclear when the appellate court may hand down its decision. Aaron Bolton, Montana Public Radio News.